Policies and procedures. For policies and procedures, it is just that. Do your policies and procedures actually support the delivery of culturally competent services? Or do they get in the way? These can include whether you have conflict resolution processes, what your hiring procedures are, what the breadth of your provider network is, the degree to which the providers match the consumers that they're servicing, and incentive systems. If this is truly a priority in an agency, are culturally competent indicators integrated into promotion, hiring, and salary recommendations? As an agency or professional moves toward cultural competence, this interplay between policy and practice becomes more evident. Those that are culturally blind, which is often seen really as a midpoint along the journey toward cultural competence, may believe that they're implementing culturally competent policies when, in fact, their policies may be discriminatory and may ultimately restrict access to services. It's very important to partner with consumers that reflect the diversity of those served in order to develop policies and procedures that truly support the agency's journey toward cultural competence and support the individual professional journeys of those providers that are working for a particular agency or organization.